Elu Trefus Shirtes Vav, continued by the Rosh Yeshiva Chafez Adarbeis Etav Shemem Vav, April 2nd, 1986, on Wednesday, continued.
And they say that what is true of these Uwe Bisakir says is true of Uwe Hemses also. I mean that in Sinem Ches, in the Tour, and the Shochanoch and Sinem Ches, so the Mechaba Paskins like Avatam and the other Shin, and the Ramo is Machne La Yeshit of Rashi. Why does Rashi make a distinction between Machach and Inzi and Uwe Bisakir says, so only if it sticks through and through, it penetrates completely, then it's trefus. But if it doesn't penetrate, so it's not trefus. So it's not trefus. And by hemses, even if it doesn't penetrate, it's trefus. So there is a machlekes between teisves and the tour, as the pshat and rashi. The tour shita is that even if we are sure that the machat never penetrated the whole Uveyahemses, the daytime, it only penetrated half of the thickness of the wall of the Hemses. So it's also only in connection with the Bisakeses, because the Bisakeses, the Uwe Bisakeses, as Rashi points out, so has a double wall, tutfam. So the melee, if it only penetrated the thickness of one beifen of the Bisakeses, and it didn't penetrate the thickness of the other beifen, so it's not safe. Mashinkin, the deifen of the Hemses has only one wall, only one deifen, so even if it doesn't penetrate, even if we know that it never penetrated through and through, the whole thickness, just half of the thickness of the deifen of the Hemses is also there. Even if we know it never penetrated. That's the tools understanding of Rashi. Teisves has another pshat in Rashi. If we are sure that the Mahat never penetrated the whole thickness of the Deitra Hemses, then Rashi would be made it's not right. Because it has to be Nigat Lechutz. That's our part of Deitra is not enough to be Matri. But in the case of this thing here in the Lashon, oh, look at this, we're not going to go with all cases, but Mahash and Intermon is a case in Tadar Shiro. אבל הם צס, אפילו מצדך עוד שאולי ניקף נעיבה לעיבה תחיל, כך פרש רשי, מוק מחר, נמסור את הפיים בו ונמסור את הפיים בו, נתיר. ואפילו אם תמצלי מהדין צפור שיתראי פעול וניקף לחוץ העיר, מוציא לו למי מהדיקו לניקף, ויחשים על שמו היברי, כאיך ויחשים על גדרש. So this chat in Rashi is, if we had been sure that it didn't penetrate, so then Rashi will be made it clear. But the Achishish, maybe it did penetrate. So how is it that we don't see it? Maybe it healed partially. So Mele and Aloch is that Kum Sholom Achos Mako in the Kum, so that's why it's penetrated. But in connection with basic cases, since it has a double defect, so we don't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe the naked penetrated completely and then killed partially. because he tells he double date him. So how would it, how would it heal? But the connection with him says we have to be chayshish. But the tool she can use, that even if we know it never penetrated, the naked never penetrated, the whole thickness of the date in Noam says it's still great. It's still great. So that's the machlokes. Now, the tool is disposed of the shita from the Tam, but he mentioned the shita of Rashi. The Mechaber passes like a Tam, that even by him says it's only treite if it penetrated. But the Ramo says that the mocking shame we have to rube, we have to be mastered even if it didn't penetrate. That's all in similar impression. Okay, we'll leave it here for now. For next week. Up to that, it's very easy to borrow.
Shuta Zion and other traders by Rosh Hashiva Vavli.
Chof Zion Nisan, Etoshim Mem Vav, May 6, 1986, on Tuesday.
I think that we started the Gemara not in Nagar up to Omar Abnachman and Yisarecha Meini Mishin Rizuki Yivoy, but we start again at Nofu Nagar after the two dots in the middle of Nalet on the Dalet. Nofu Nagar, so one of the three tests mentioned in the Mishnah is the Purim. Not in Nagar. Why is it? Because we are Cheshish for Israel. And we mentioned when we went over the Mishnah that there is a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the Pshat in Rishu Kibor? According to Rashi and the Mishnah, Rishu Kibor means pure Kibor. Maybe the Iborim were detached one from the other. And according to the Rambam, so Rishu Kibor means Nifsat Tzuroso. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. What is Tzurosei? So Tzurosei is a philosophical term. The Rambam defines Tzurosei in Yuchasisida Atera. Tzurosei is, yes, the Rambam says, everything has a Gilom and Tzurosei, has a matter and form. For example, have a watch. Now, the Gilom of the watch, the matter of the watch, consists in the various things that the watch is composed of. But if you don't say the watch, you don't find it, then it doesn't have the tzure of the watch, because the tzure of that watch consists in the functioning potential of the watch. What's the functioning potential of the watch? Tell the time when it starts. It's a game of the tzure. It's Gilmi. So the Mishnah Klein talks about Gilmi Klimatres. What do you mean Gilmi Klimatres? In other words, even though it's a matres in Kabul, without it is Gilmi, but it has to be shaped so that it can fulfill a certain function. It's a knife. It Okay, we feel that you can cut, but a piece of metal, a crude piece of metal that was not shaped into the instrument, that's a Galen-made robot. It has no functional potential, so that's a Galen-made tzur. The Rambam says in Sinatire that nefesh order, so that's the tzur of the human being. What is the tzur of the human being? What is the tzur of the human being? The intellect and the conscience, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, and between true and false, this is the distinguishing feature of a human being, as contrasted from a lion, from an arrow, you see, from an arrow. So that's the tzura. And the Rambam, when he talks in Chavetz Chaim, that Beggy Chekhov say, Bichele Fritom, that he starch, rain starch. So it's Mutaba Moye, and you allow to keep it. So the Rambam says, because even though it has the rain starch, and sometimes when you get, let's say, shirts from the laundry, you see particles of starch on the collar. I mean, usually the starch is corn starch, it's not from it. But even if it had been rain starch, you would be able to use it on Pesach. So the Rambam says, because it's Nifse Machia Skelet, the Rambam says, Nifse Gatzorosa. In other words, he doesn't have the tzure of an echo. He doesn't have the tzure of an echo. I mean, the function is an echo. I mean, the grain starch that you use in washing clothes. So tzura means the function of attention. Here the Rambam says, "Bechisatu arisuk sheyisreitzi tzoyiga v'yachle machmas hamfile ad shetiposi tzorose b'toar." Tzorose means mind. But what is tzorose? It means the function of attention. Not like Rashi. According to Rashi, it means pilkri boy, detachment of one either from the other. But according to Rambam, it means hefset tzorose. Apo pif shalom nikab v'nizdab v'nizba ha'rezet treif. V'chaynin hiko yiso b'yeven ubi. V'mate v'rot ha'tzila m'vareo treif. באיזה איבורים אמרו, באיבורים שבכל הגוף, כל הגוף. So, so in other words, any איבר of the whole הגוף, even if it is a kind of an איבר, when it's nita, it's kosher. But if it is, if there is a risk of boring as a result of Nifulo, so then it is better. Alright. Nifulo Minagak. Omar Abune, Niabhe, Boli Mayo, Boli Motso, Limato, and Heishi, Shinobisuki, Boy. Narotzi, if you let the Bein on top. And then he found the behemoth at the bottom, even though there was a height of 10 tefachim, so it's kosher. Why? Because he didn't fall off the height accidentally. He found her at the bottom, so deliberately he jumped off. So then we don't have to be chesheish for these people. Only when the behemoth falls off a certain height accidentally. But if the behemoth jumps down deliberately, then we're not chesheish for this people. Right. My little God, we might allow it, and chesheish, and we will do it in the law, and chesheish in Shemun Israel, to be very large, and some Israelis. In the Fulo, who is born, and the last season, Gabriel, you can trust me, so you shall take care of it, or we can say this, so we don't have to check it, and we don't have to see that it stayed, it survived for 24 hours. How would Gabriel?
the Havli Rabbine, Rabbine had a goat that he had a tanuf, a hook at it. The Havli Rabbine, a kid that Rabbine had, and it was kept on the hook. The Jose Hushle be Pumi. So the Gadye noticed peeled barley on the floor of the house, naked the skylight. So Doga, so through the skylight, so the Gadye jumped down immediately out from the roof into the floor of the house. Asked him to come with Rabashi. The question is, our faces, maybe there was risk involved as a result of the jump. Amalei, hod om rabune, ni abhim om imailo, ubo luo co imato, in chesis im shmuri suke iborim. So there it is, maybe it is because the Islam middle in Israel. Because they may have something to hold on to cling to. So the melee, thereby, if it holds on, let's say, to the wall, it clings to the wall, as it jumps of the roof. So it clings on to the wall, so the melee, thereby, precludes any risk of it. Mashiach in here, he jumped down in the middle of the roof, you know, through a skylight. So there was no wall to hold on to. So maybe it cannot manipulate to preclude a risk of God. Maybe we have to be rich. Why was he doing this? Because he jumped down through the skylight in the middle of the roof. Or he did mention on the Napshe. Why not on the Napshe? Or maybe the reason is why you have been says near being on the Malibu, but the Christian is not because it has something to hold on to. But since he did deliberately, so he determined for itself instinctively that it can do it. It can do it. So maybe not precious. So even when he jumps down through the skylight in the middle of the room, nothing to cling on, to cling to. So it's still chill. Omalei, so Rabashi said, so Rabashi said, Mishud on the Napshei, Vainam on the Napshei. Chose Chushle said, including me, to make a negative PR, we must advise. Look, I come out with the Israel. So he comes to the Havu Bell, which is the Adad. Misa Rechazat, the Rabbuna has reference to such a case. Misa Rechazat, the big solemn, the events of Mal Israel, solemn, Shem Rechazat, the Deok Tzaz. For wrestling with the Misra, Shavu Ben Smuch, the case, the Om de Nav, Shingo, the Yalo Yitzha, Midai, the Kifetzes. Haim Rese, the Habei, Berachvile, there was a lamb that was by Rachvile, the Habei, Shatran Karabas Chayitz, that lamb was Im Rese, I think is a ewe, it's a female. A female lamb. So, is the Habe Berachvile, the Habe Shatran Karev Basreis. It used to drag its hind legs. You see, Karev Basreis, the hind legs. Omar Abdeima, so the question is, maybe there was this before. Why does it drag its hind legs? We can assume that the reason is why this ewe, this lamb, dragged its feet is because it suffered from sciatica. If it person suffers from sciatica. So then he drags his feet. And that is not right. Why do you take for granted that the reason as to why he drags his feet is because of the article which is alright? Maybe because the spinal cord was severed, then it's not alright. But cool. So they made an inspection. So they found out that Tinochaname, this lamb, had its spinal cord severed. It just happened that case that way. We don't have to be chish. Shagun is chiyach. And sayatka is frequent. Chuta shebre is not chiyach. So we don't have to be chish. If we are making it, we can find out that the Sabbath are right. So we know it's like. But we are not chiyach to be chish for it. אבל שאל קרדס חייס who are involved in racing against each other. So we could say, since they are involved in fighting, in racing, so maybe as a result of the race, it suffered a risky boy. No, we don't have a race. In Christian risky boy, in Abogadimit, baby Kaine, even though they keep on running as they race, and they run, and they fight against each other, they keep on running. So that's not a race. So that's not because it is symptomatic, the groaning is indicative, symptomatic of physical body. No, but because they are overtaken by fever, you know, excitement, you know. So that's why they keep on groaning. Tzimre ba'alu, you know, because they are overtaken by fever. Tzimre chmime, mime diadim keili, tzimre chmime es kmi, ish tetzamir, is the more says that if somebody has ishte samyote, so it's pikuach nefesh, we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Because of that, if somebody has high fever, so then it's pikuach nefesh and allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So anyway, so samyote means fever. But if in the course of the rams fell to the ground, then we have the chishish. Maybe there was a risk to go. Omar Rav Minashe, Hanedir Chedigambe Gambe, in chishish when it's given, those rams that Ganovin feeds steal. And then, you know, they throw them over fence, the rams, when they carry away the native the rams, so they throw them over fence. So one could argue, since they are thrown over fence, so if they are poor from behind, so they should be great. So we don't have the fish. In Christian, my time, he shot away on a snail shot. He had a little kamay. Because when Ganovi throw them over the fence, they deliberately throw the rams in such a way that they should fall on the ruins, thereby precluding any injury, any internal injury. The soldiers don't want the rams to suffer anymore because they want to enjoy the rams. Why do they deliberately throw them and the loins, Jehechadlin, Tanakamai, in order that the worm should be able to run ahead of them. Hakunu, but suppose they threw the rams, the Ganovi, threw the rams over fence a little later, because they were afraid the police might come and arrest them. So then, Vadahashi. So then they don't care. They're not makpi to throw them on the lawns, because when are they makpi to throw them on the lawns? When they intend to keep it. But here they don't intend to keep it. They want to get rid of it, and they want to prevent an apprehension by the police. Some melee, they throw them anyway. I mean, before, they don't care. If they throw them over the fence because they are afraid from the police, suppose they return because they have remorse, they are sorry, they have pangs of conscience, so because of that they want to make it available to their owner, and because of that they throw them over the fence, so then they are mitadlich to throw them in such a way that they wouldn't sustain them. So then they are not exactly a much of which we might be so that. If the behemoth was struck, stricken. So if he struck the behemoth on the head, and then the makil, the step, the cane, came to the tail, his intention was to strike it over the head. But the makil unintentionally hit the behemoth on the ground, or als nobo, the whole color of operation, he negative clashes the quest. In other words, he used the cane and it hit the whole spinal cord. So then, in Chishishim, but if the step, the cane, ended in the middle of the spinal cord, so then it's likely to do an injury. So then, suppose the step has nodes, it's not even. So then again, even if it is folds lengthwise and the whole Kutashetve, there is still a possibility of physical void because of the nodes. And if he strikes the behemoth widthwise and the behemoth, not the sea. Let's say this is the behemoth. So if he strikes the behemoth in the matter this way, lengthwise, look at him. But if he strikes it widthwise, so then it's likely that there was an injury, so then it's Haishina. We call it Shkokamate, or Papinor becomes a Slay, he knows more of a preparation, be called Tabo, or Papulika Sinon, that to wake up on mat, be called Colasuris, and Shasuri Koma, he shall put up how did he got, so he wrote Colashedra Haishinon. She trades our nose, not in the market. She even she are not from up to the left, you know, the bag of hash and Omar Rav Nachman, Beisarechem, Ein Bei, Mishum Risuki Ivo, that when a blood is born, comes out from the womb, even if the womb happens to be very narrow, we still do not have to be changed for Risuki Ivo. Shalom Nitzchak, Nitzchak Ubar, Nitzchak Ubar, Nitzchak Ubar, Nitzchak Ubar, Omri Rabbi Rab Nachman, Tani Bim Sayelo, Ki Bim Mecho, Ki Tamei Bizide. Nisa Iyotri Pied, Disha Zeze, Nisa De Vai Pachin, Nishmos Kiboris, Ikve Pan, Sorry, Le Machma Sei Sei. Tani Zin, Yasun Zei, Nisa Yibin Rebor, Mar Chilu, Die sagt nicht betroffen, dass wir nicht mehr die Tante Ines, dass es dann ein Zeug, da bin ich noch nicht sagen, wenn ich nur bei mir die Chai und so, wenn ich noch habe nicht so in den Ziel, die kann ich nicht so viele, wo man ist, ich schäme in der Lötze, ich möchte ich, wenn man auch kommt da. Doch habe ich noch verloren, kann was tun, doch, also die Gräuboje, da habe ich eine Karei, was reißt, habe ich mit vielen Meier. Noblar, Rechei Shishin, Apokadu Philippin, Ashik, Masor Tvochim, Sitter Shura Sapo, Mikreshi Tura Darle, Kelabo Tvochim, Likoma Rosom, Likoma Kashinoche. Ich bin noch von Machos Akkoyishin, Akkoyishin, וישרח מיני שמוצדו בואים בשביל תקראי זה דיני אלה ישרש מיון דו אבו כפשיט את הזיון ושרי תלודס מאיך אתה עושה could anyone have his boy אחרי דבי תוך that every time the baby being is born maybe it sustains for his boy מאיך אתה עושה the answer is because the baby when it's born many times is nothing. Sometimes it does. A baby and the day it's born sometimes can jump. Sometimes. But many times not. So in the case where it doesn't work, so we could say then Tzerei said something the matter with the blood. No. Ashnu Dilaba Hapshita Asnu Masarud Moriz Din Tilon Kimai Komisayam Bin Mechum Tam Bizile Hosom Lekerei Seh ינמק שחויה אבא אחרקי ישנים אבים נסחה מריץ לבור מחם בסחי החל אם כל ילכי כלי אינס ואין זית in other words what the kashi because if we had to be chishi ordinarily for this to boring every time the baby comes out to the narrow passage of the uterus so then we should say that it should not be mitam bizide because then it should be considered as machmasenes. Veizim yuchiyas mitzchas kivor mitzarechem uchen veyesi uim mistome machmas kavo azei el vadai leilo meinei mishumoyis kivorim. Egal shenayt ne dal diyonte sheikh dinay se diyonte the cat was born in yonte so sheikh dinay se diyonte why what the chiesh because you could say it's mukse because so komashim is not mukse why is it mukse because true you couldn't shech the fetus the blood before it was born but you could have shechted the mother and then the fetus would also be mutabachet so Mele is considered muchot so it's not mukse. But if we are going to say if the Rishon is Evoim, you couldn't shecht it, because you can only shecht it if you can eat it the same day on it. If you are going to eat it a day later, so then it's not a chonefesh. So it's mashma here that you are allowed to eat it, you don't have to chiz for this to work. Okay, now we give you also the other day, you need to know Ryan. Just there, three down. Toshman, the shopping shin neilad, whom may make, she zemin amuchon, bushon, we both agree to each other. Those tanoi, Judah and Rav Shimon, who are chilek one against the other, in respect to prayer, shenila bimun biyonte, even the view beyond it. So the Atanoim say that it's Oser anointed, because Bina Shmoshes it was Muxi. But so the only Aser, if at the time of birth he didn't have a moon, but he developed a moon later on during the day. Mashiach came the case where the baby at the time of birth, it already had the moon, so then everybody's made that it's smoother, bachila not. We show in Shinila Dumi Shezemina Muchon, because after all it was Muchon Bachile to the mother, because it was a meres to be Imid Lachile to the mother. And the pressure of the young television that place near the young moon is in so you as much as Mahmoud is a question of the hoods, because it's so in that case at the time of birth it had no moon. If it had no moon, so it was scorching, and if it was scorching it was not all lachile. But let's say 5 hours later in the daytime it developed the moon, so then the coaching is poka. But since the beginning of the Shabbos, so it was Muhan, so mele it can become Muxelian. Whether the mother is neolede, she's let's say a yielded some kibbutz has to count 40 days. So the Rabbanan say only if the child, Kedar, Zohar, was born regularly. But suppose the lady is cesarean on the mother, and the baby was taken out to a cesarean, so then the Rabbanan say she's not really, if she bleeds, and usually she bleeds on the middle, she's a leader, so she has to count 7 days as a leader. But if she doesn't bleed, if it's a lady abeshte, so then, even though she gave birth, but since it was 3 weeks, they fed. So she's not here. The Rapshina said, Rapshina holds that even if it's Dathan, it's not Tammy the mother. Even Tammy. So he says, we show me, even Rapshinen, or even Rapshinen who says, so made all your Rapshimen, say, or made all your Rapshimen in coaching, saying the Kaddish, Even Rav Shimon, who says that he's Daven, he's Mitami Yamada, Tumas Leye, but he's made a Ligabi Kochin, he does not have Dushas Treya. So the question arises. So, the Mishnah says, Mishnah, Mishnah, Dun, Lime, Shezemina Muchon, Shezemina Muchon, so he's Mitiraye. In the raya that we don't have the cheshish for which we want it. So the Gemara says, Hochem Askion Sheifri Saldavi Karke, it was able to plant its feet, its legs on the Karke. So then it's a raya that there was no which we want it. A certain axe fell, and then the stomach on the Jose, and his moaning was heard very far. Ola Abisalashmul Bamose, Shokal, Shifri Shifrei. So Abisal Bashmuel took from the best portion of him. No, it's not Hanukkah, no, Jose, and the last Shokal was Shinoval. How do you know that it's all right to take from the tax? After all, it fell, so I am to cheshish, maybe the axe sustained the risuti bore. Amalei ochamarav, tzipon of sneez, as magi alot. When? If the axe falls off deliberately, so then it manipulates and it in such a way that it shouldn't get hurt. Shield was shown to the blessing of the man. Omarabi Omaram. Omdoin at Srihomeis. If the day master it fell off, he said, night. So he was able to stand up by himself, so he did not have to keep her and determine and to keep her for 24 hours. Because the fact that she can stand up shows she didn't suffer as he won. But we still have to debate. And he is able to walk, then doesn't require any kick whatsoever. But suppose when we are Vedic, we see that as a result of the fall, he suffered an injury by becoming deprived of his potential in a certain organ. Then it's not like for the Rambam, she needs that to also repair, not just build it right. Umdo, it's Hamisley, you very buy it, Hong Hong Kong, three hundred. The Rashoma, Ahazu, three hundred. Omega, be a mirror, hey, Omega, push the Yomi Lamy. If he stretched out its foreleg to stand up, even though he didn't stand up. If it was a care, her hind leg to walk up official, so it's good enough. Hiloma, Niao, Lama in the official loyum. You can say, someone of this, he can be not going to go, you loyal ho. Sri Han DJ, Sri Han is this, you know how to begin under it, Sri Han. So the cloud is, if it's on the, so then it requires an inspection. And it doesn't have to keep her. Now there is a machlekes mishayim. The Rambam shite and the Raivet shite. And there is the way we pass that if we find a risky boy in a neighbor where mital, where even mital neighbor is kosher, let's say tchel, mital tchel is kshayo. But if we find a risky boy in the spleen as a result of the fully display, even though in the case the spleen is entirely removed, it's kshayo. And the horseshit is not that it's only straightforward if the recipe boring occurs in an area where mishtabo is matter. But if the recipe boring occurs in an area where mishtabo is not matter, so then it doesn't matter. And we pass from Ayram. Vayom da mitzrashim eisreiz. Omalei, hune emavri ramachem yorabashi simoni mai. In other words, do we have to inspect the simoni shchite after nifur? We have to take a look and observe the basis in Gadar and see whether there was any risu in the simoni. Omalei simoni koshim eisreiz. We do not have to be baited the simoni because the simoni are relatively hard. So Mele, we don't have to pay change for any injury in the simony as a result of the call. Omar Abdi, Omar Shmuel, Eif Shenech, Badalt Neamai. Now we see from this Gemara that within the category of the floor comes even something that is not that is does not involve a fall from heights, but as long as it is it involves a very big blast, so it's also considered like a fall, because in the fall there is a blast. So whenever we have, let's say if animals race each other, they fight against each other, so and if there is if the one animal is pushed to the carcass to the other by the other animal, even though there is no fall from height, but it involves the blast, so we are chishes for this one. So if shelechel of neyamai, suppose a bird was stricken on the water, so it's nifula, so we are chishes for this one. But in the case of nifula, if it's holcha, so then there is no chosha. So what is the counterpart, the equivalent of holcha by a bird? So kidding she shot the lake must die. If after the play, so the bird was able to swim over the water, so that's the equivalent of holcha. And the melee, it's not, it's mutar. Let's see Rashi. So from Rashi's Loshi, it's mashma that he is chilek on the Rambam. He agrees with Rav that when is nifula treifa, only when it's a result of nifula, there is nikare machitzeno or something. Well, that is matter. The Rambam Shiti is no. Even if there is a risk in an either, that he, let's say, like the truth, the spleen, so it's still free. But Rashi Shiti is like all. Kineged kol achol, again, Yushim Shira Shrit, Tzloyis, Akira Shrumis. Rashi always emphasized that an injury that is a traitor. Simon Maimon will give him a koeif shene achbad, and not all of all help me and all, he can be a shri yirisu, king she shot me to more say, have a way to have a crash, and it's free help me can. You will have more on a mat on my law. When do we say that if it swims, you may be more say, so then it's a bureau, it's like Hoho and it's Chiro, only if it swam, like Mose, upwards in the river. So it's against gravity. But suppose it swam after the blast, after the fall, so it was able to swim from down the stream, so then that's no riot. That the bird didn't sustain any injury, maybe it did sustain serious injury. And the reason as to why it was able to swim down the stream, because of gravity, the water pulled it down. Mayudash Vimay Kaine Leslin Bow. But suppose it's still water, not running water. So then even if it swam down the stream in still water, it's still a riot that it didn't sustain an injury. Because since the water is still not running water, so if it had sustained an injury, so it wouldn't have been able to swim even down the stream. You might kind of get a down less than water to my mother chapter from him. Be sure that Tzidei Kidnei Hokadnei Suppose it's running water and it swam down the street, but on the water you have many pebbles and chips. And the bird, after the Hakoye, was able to overtake that and swim down the stream in spite of the impediments, the chips and the pebbles, that the twigs that were underwater. So that's a raya, that the bird is very vigorous, otherwise it would have blocked her swimming. In other words, so it's a raya that it swam not because of gravity or because of the water pushed down, but on her own accord. Glim emotiach chayshinon, if a bird falls on the water, where a sheet is stretched out. So motiach chayshinon, if it's stretched out taut, you know. So then we have the riches, because when a bird falls upon a sheet that is stretched taut, so then it's likely to cause an injury to the internal organs of the bird. But the way motiach, if it's not stretched taut, loy chayshinon. Suppose the sheet is doubled, folded, so then it's not stretched out, so then it's not likely to cause an injury. So le chayshinon. Israel mikave kitre chayshinon. In other words, if a bird fell into a net, that is, into a net, a well knotted net, a net that has many knots. So if a bird falls into, is trapped into a well knotted net, that's likely to cause an injury to the internal organs. The fact that it fell into a well knotted net, so then it's chayshinon. But if it fell into a net that is not knotted, that doesn't have closely in the knots close to one another, so it's lo yechayshin. Kit neviyavibutu nechayshinon. If it fell upon a bundle of flax, so, chayshinon, because then it's hard. The hype is, but suppose it fell on the sides where it readily slips off, so then it's not likely to suffer an injury, the internal organs. Isuraise chayshinon. If it fell on reeds, so it's very sturdy, so then chayshinon, maybe it sustained an injury to the internal organ. Chitne di diet minopit loy chayshinon. If it is flax that is, was pounded and corded, so then is loy chayshinon. If it's pounded and corded, so then it's not, relatively not sturdy. So loy chayshinon, died a little bit. But if it fell upon flax that is, was pounded and not corded, so then it's very sturdy. So it's chayshinon. The obi bisre can be kitre chayshinon. If it has knots, kshorim, so even if it was pounded and corded, but if it is not, so then it's chayshinon. Maybe it sustained internal injury. Ki yipi ki treites knots, Chayshinon. Daks Chayshinon. The pieces that were detached from the flax, after it is pounded, if a bird fell on them, so Chayshinon, because it's relatively hard. That dakte, but if it is fine, not coarse, only if it's coarse pieces, but if it's fine pieces, so then it's not so sturdy. So Mirchashim, Yishmen of Trial Gabe, Kalke, the North Mohol, Italian Hashim, if Shirako, Nivro Hashim, the dry bark of the palm stem, so is Hashim. Tim, in other words, the bird fell upon the dry pieces of bark of the palm stem, so that's hard, so Hashino. Tim Chate Loi Hashino. So, but if it's not dry, the bark, so then it's not so sturdy. So Loi Hashino. Chit Ben Yile Hashino. Kos. Coarse ashes, sifted ashes. And you look at the knob. So in other words, so the country, if it is sifted, so then it becomes hard. Why should it become hard as a result of sifting? I don't understand. But that's what Rashi says. You look at the napo, nirbesh, the nase koshe. So is Chayshino. He loingilei, it's unsifted ashes, so it's not hard. It's loy Chayshino. Chayladak, fine sand, is not hard, is not sturdy. It's loy Chayshino. So if the bird falls on it, so we don't have the Chayshis from turning. Chayladak, Chayshino. But if the bird falls, and coarse and that's relatively sturdy, Chayshino. Abad rochein, if the bird falls and the dust of the wayside is Chayshino. Chayshino. But gamhun yabashin ase koshin. Tid neviod bizage Chayshino. In other words, straw that is made in bundles, so that's hard if the bird falls on it, is Chayshinon. Loyobit Bizage, the straw is not made in bundles, so it's not so sturdy if the bird falls on it, so you're not afraid for eternity. Chite the holding Naye Chayshinon, if the bird fell upon a pile of wheat seeds, and anything of its kind. So it's Chayshino. Sare b'chol b'naye, if it falls on barley seeds, it's also Chayshino. But there is another Gilse, Loi Chayshino. According to the Gilse that we have now text, that we are given is Chayshino in Rov, so then it's a little difficult. Why does the more I mention it separately, the more I could have said, Chite usare v'chol b'nai chashino. Why did the more say, Chite v'chol b'nai chashino, sare v'chol b'nai chashino? You could have combined it more, right? But there are two yosoids. Kol mini kipnies, eba mishoes people. If a bird falls upon a pile of poles, or let's say beans, rice, you know, so that's that's not so sturdy. Abraham shows you for it. The Bami Rubie, except fenugreek. Chintze, I don't know what kind of a seed it is, Chintze. But Abraham shows you for it because it's relatively soft. Chetze, I don't know what kind of a seed Chetze. So that's relatively sturdy. Yehim shows you for it. Chlorin means, Kom Nidin Yisrael. if it falls upon a pile of something, of seeds that have a tendency to slip down to make the thing that falls on it slip down, so then there is no good possibility of intermingling. Loim Yishrek, but if it doesn't tend to slip down, so Yishrek should see the world. Now, suppose the wing of the bird becomes accidentally glued to a board. You know, sometimes there is something, a glue on the board, and then the bird, as it flies, it becomes glued to the board. So, do we have to be gracious for this to work? Go, Rabashi Shom. Rabashi says, we don't agree. Amimeros, the Hagi Fergate, if one being of the bird became blue, so the Kulau Melekliye, Mishom, because it can still function with the other wing. Keep with the betrayer if two wings became glued to the ball. Rosa Omalochaneki, how can it stand up if it's glued by two wings? Umandishore Omaloch Epsha Bneki my ikredigap. So in other words, it can still raise itself by using certain other small wings. The ikedamre betrayed for all the criminals, because it cannot really fly. Keep with the bechadka. Man di shor on aloch etzeri pora bechad gafo u man do sa kim li bahayim az pora bahayim an eloi matzva ilu kese bechay gafo oseh bechad gafo shor kira chitkom naik ishi kishu kosh chashim lo balem kom nikitne ze chashim ishi nishta akim adorim nebosh yachat ubi etil tufen chimtze pishlesh machlik meivein nebosh yishlik dam chimtze cidrash. They not moving, they don't start, they do not slip down. Calling star, if it slips, call them and say, they will wash the yachad, and if only this part, they will then come. Don't we glue the glue? We talk in this idea of cotton wave, shaking all of me, and they will reach my dad in the floor. We had got the shni, the color, the gap, the gas, the real shni, the hey, the me, the clock, the is a sad thing. You got shni, the real shni, the real shni, Muro, the field Muro, I think I've been mixed so many satin with Kaga Pine, who reach a corner, mocking Shahit in a knap and others, so he can use the wing at the beginning, with the place where people are accustomed to cut off the wing from the goose. The tree capos are on Kinomagola. Kosov Allah has deilas. Kolei chediboy dike the fulon shulon utusa the mechshere the dike hanin des kamoy david kiel nida. Aber anam mit kinon vlo isam kinon anap shin Allah has deilas ye machne. As a matter of fact, the past point. In other words, in case of the fulon. So then, if all folder is a pile of dike. But in case of Amdor, lo yoncho, so then it's required dike. So now the Dele says, in such a case, his mana said, dike is not effective, because we are not such experts to determine through dike. But Rashi is saying, the Mire, they will die in the machine of rains, the Mitter is the Cholob, the Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi, aber gut ist so ihr Joffe, wo du die von uns kommst am Wochen. Ich habe abgeschrieben, wie du aber, kei ich hätte nicht die Schiebe mit Schure, rasch in Israel auch das. He says, true, you're not as knowledgeable in this and is great in making a dikes as those who are before us in the previous generation. But after all, Lashit Hashemi Bayom Lei. So in the Dayanul Manashim phrase, that's what the Torah declares. So we cannot say, well, today's Shefer, they're not so great. Well, the Torah said that you have to rely on the judgment of the contemporary Bali Boy. So we can rely on the Pchim of today too, on today's experts. But one thing is this, we should involve as many experts as possible. As many experts as possible. So there's a story about Bisalevi. Bisalevi was once very sick. So he went to a doctor. In those days he also had doctors. He went to a great doctor. So the doctor made the diagnosis of his sickness. And the doctor noticed on the face of the Bisalevi that he didn't accept it. Was very skeptical. So he said to Bisalevi, I see that you don't trust me. So Bisalevi said, yes, I don't trust you. So he said, why don't you trust me? Why don't you think that I'm a good doctor? So he said, you might be the best doctor in the world, but I'm wrong. I'm not a doctor. And sometimes the woman comes with the shadow, and we have to make a certain determination. And believe me, I spent as much time in learning Treifes as you spent in learning this. More time. I'm older than you, but I spent more time. And I'm also considered in this generation as an expert, as a role. Still, I didn't rely on myself. I would call the Dayan, I would call every town Tochen in Brisk to look at it. That in order, this is what Rashi says, Heichad Linti Yeshiva Mikshur, Tzikmor Yisrael. In other words, so when a kelo falls upon one person and breaks into many pieces, so that might hurt, injure that person very much. But suppose the kelo falls upon 100 people, so the head of each person will get one chip, so he will not be so injured seriously. So in other words, if many, we have to gather and have a consultation of many experts, so in case they make a mistake, so it will be shared by everybody. And you, I mean, here it's there, I mean, suppose I make a wrong determination, so what, I mean, it doesn't endanger anybody's life. But when you make your own determination, you can kill a patient, and still you don't even ask for, you don't say, well, let's have a consultation with all the other doctors in this city, and maybe should go to Warsaw and have a consultation with other doctors. You don't care, so how do I have confidence in you? This is what Rashi says. In other words, So that teaches us a lesson, you know, this Rashi, how careful a person, if our boy has to be, not to pass readily. Today, unfortunately, so everyone is a basic. And let's say that he is a Balagoy, shouldn't he consult others? But there's such a chaos. There is no achrayus. Alright. Nishtabu reitzal yisel. Ton rabbonon. So one of the treifes is, if the most of the ribs were fresh, how many ribs are there in the behemoth? Ton rabbonon. אלו הן רפלויז, שש מכאן ושש מכאן, או יחס עשרה מכאן ויחס עשרה מכאן. Now, all together, the Hema has 22 ribs. 22 ribs. So, melee, Reb Floyd's means, what is the rope of 22? 12? 11 is not a rope. 11 would be just half, but 12. So the rope of the 22 can manifest itself in two situations. Either Sheish Mikam, Sheish Mikam, Sheish Mikam, because, you see, you have the ribs, you have 11 on this side, in front, and 11 in back. So, in order to be treated, there has to be a fracture in most of the ribs, in 12. So if he has, let's say, a fracture in 6 ribs in front and the fracture in 6 ribs in back, so then he has all fractured. Or if he has, say, Esrim Kam, the Achas Mikam, let's see the Rashi. This one is the Imshiyah, the Meyach. They are 22 ribs, big ribs, because smaller ribs there are more, but big ribs that has marrow in them, they are 22 altogether. This one may more. Without Mikam, the Rostlan of the Vates, we are Hasesrim Kam, the Hasesrim Kam, Omazire, Umertir, Kilabi, Shedre, Ubinon, Shinish, Boris, Eison, יבייס לויס מחציון כלפי שדרה לפי שום חיוסה ולוי מחציון מלצד החוזה. Now, I made a thinking mistake when I said שיש מכאן ושיש מכאן, six in front and six in back. No, שיש מכאן means on the right and שיש מכאן on the left. That's what it means. או יחס עשרה מכאן ויחס עשרה מכאן. או מזירה ומחציון כלפי שדרה. So that the Yudveis Lois have to be Mechetzion Kelapi Shevre, with Yishom Chiyusa, towards the back, Yishom Chiyusa, near the spine, with Yishom Chiyusa, to loy Mechetzion Zarachose, but not in front, near the chest. Omar Rabbi Machon Omar Bechenen, with its Lois Bibi Shiyish Ben Meyar, אמרו להם, בזק היומר, נקרו ברי צד באחות, ונשתברו ברי שני צדודים. In other words, if it was dislocated, so then it's treated even ברי צד באחות. So, בזק היומר, לדנמן, he says, Rashi says he doesn't know who Ben Zakkai is, because there is a Ben Zakkai. I mean, besides Avichai Ben Zakkai, there is another town in Ben Zakkai that the Gemara mentions in Sanhedrin. But here it's in Ameir, it's not the town. Omaru Ben Zakkai, so he says, he doesn't know who he is. Nekru, if it was dislocated, Berif Tadechot, Kinsh Nekru Mem Sheish. So it's long, as there is a rope of one side, then it's a decho treife. Aber den Stabro, we need to tell the events, the hanger rei schnitzel. In other words, that necro is more homo, a dislocation is more homo than a fracture. In case of a dislocation, so even if there is a dislocation of six ribs, ribs a decho, So it's straight. And if it is a fracture, so then we require a fracture of 12. That's according to Ula bin Zak. Neko Berichs Bechum is always a Bechum or Mipasna a Bechum. There is no difference between a dislocation and a fracture. Bein Neko, Bein Shabu, only they are these. A dislocation of 12 or a fracture of 12 is like. Bein Neko, Bein Shabu, Berich Shizon. Omarav. Neko Tel Abichulim Otrei Bein. So Rav mentions, we learned it in the beginning of our prayers. Nekotela v'chul ye'im otreike. If a rib, one rib, was dislocated together with each vertebra. You know, the ribs are pushed into the vertebras. So, if there was a dislocation of the rib, together with its vertebra, so it's right, even just one. Omale, Rabkan, Amble, Rabkan, Verabasil, Rab, Nekra, Telamikan, Vitelamikan, Vichulia, Kayemes. I would say, you have the vertebra, you see. The vertebra is like a curve, you know. It's like a curve. And then, inside the curve, is thrust the rib. That's why the Gemara uses the expression, Buchne asise, like a pestle and a mortar. So you take the pestle and you thrust it in the mortar. So that's the expression. So you have the vertebra, which is like a curve, and the rib is thrust in the vertebra. So you have the vertebra, and then you have one rib, and you have the other rib. So suppose both ribs are dislocated. Both ribs are dislocated. Neko telemikam, vitelemikam. But the vertebra itself remains firm. The chuli kayemes. Is it treike or not? Omaluhu, historikavnetech. He said, what kind of a question are you asking? That means if both adjoining ribs that are thrust in the same vertebra are both dislocated, so then it's cut asunder. So that means that the ribs are cut asunder. Kister means when cut it off completely. So that means that the ribs are cut asunder. So then it's in nevele. It's not just paper, it's nevele. Now let's hear Rashi. V'chuli imo v'apilach utkayo. Amrlei boi mei netka tal mikam zol kinai lo. V'chuli kayan esmao. Gistre kam vite bitmeo. Bitmeo. V'hemo shemitziko behemci oso. Ati shiali. Honi leo nami. Kili koma b'fere kame gat kofalef. In other words, if a behemo would be cut asunder in the middle of the back. So then it's nidele, not only treba. So the Gemara says, "For Rav Nami Kistarekom, didn't Rav say that Nekho Tzela V'chuli Imo Treif or not Treif? But if the rib together with the vertebra are dislocated, so Mele the other rib that is connected this rib is also dislocated. So again it's Kistare. So it should be Mele. So why did Rav say that it's Treif? So the same." He could raise against himself just as he raised the Kmiya against Afkan and Rabasi, could have raised against himself. So the Gemara answers, Ki komarab tzela biloy chuli. When Rab says that dekra tzela bichuli motreife, but not the vele, he has reference to the case where the rib was dislocated, but the chulie was partially firm. So then it's not history. But didn't Rab say Neko Tzela Bechulye Imo, that the Chulye together with the Tzela became completely dislocated? But Tzela Bechulye Kama tzela b'chotzisim. In other words, Rabbi refers to the case where the rib was completely dislocated and half of the vertebra was dislocated, but the other half still remained firm. So maybe the other tzela shekenegdo was able to hold its firmness, to maintain its partial firmness in the other half of the vertebra that did not slip down, that was not dislocated. Machine in here, when both ribs carried each other up entirely slipped down and dislocated, so then it's cut asunder in the middle of the spine. So then it's even available. Now let's see the Rashi. Vorab nami kisre koma, the vimine karcela, the chulim, ari tzala shkenei nismetes. Nismetes. Univele. You call the Rav Treife, so there is a CD correction. The Nofla. The Nofla doesn't make sense. So it should be changed into Univele. Now the noise has been kashe, Michal Rafkan and Ravase, Tzela Beloy Chulyam. Because since Rafkan Ravase raised the question, maybe it's in Koshal Gambe, when both Tzloim were dislocated, so they couldn't have reference to the case where both Tzloim were dislocated along with a vertebra. So even half a vertebra, because then Rav says that it's treife even with one rib together with half a vertebra being dislocated. Has kamer chamo, two ribs, the both ribs and half a chulia being dislocated. So they must have had reference to the case where both ribs connected were connected each other, were dislocated, but the chulia was not dislocated at all, is completely firm. So then they asked a shaila rav, in that case, is it sheira or treifa? And in respect to that case, where both ribs were dislocated and the chulia completely firm, so Rav said in amazement, it's even there. So Michlau, Michlau Rav Kana Rav said, Tzela beloy kriyamre, Tzela beloy kriyamre, Vioma le gistre kamret, Vioma ule ben zakai, Oma nekru berif tzadecho, Nishtabu berif shneizdori. So that means that Rav was saying that even when you have two ribs without a single vertebra being dislocated, just two ribs, it's not only treifah, but it's even available. But Uri ben Zakkai says that nekru berei tzadechot is nishtabu with berei shnei tzadim. So when it's bitzadechot, so then. It still requires six, but Rav says that even two mitzadechot is not only treifah nivele. And here Ule ben Zakkai says that if we don't have a dislocation of six, so it's in cheo. Amalo, hosom ze shelo kinegete, hoche ze kinegete, over there. When he says that only six of the ribs are dislocated, that reference the case, when there are six, even not the two that are opposite each other, because you see, in each vertebra there is on one side, so there is one rib thrust in, and on the other side there is another rib thrust in. So, but suppose you have six ribs dislocated, not the two that are together, that come together. So it's also fake. But suppose you have five, not the two that come together, then it's not Reve. But here Rav was saying, suppose you have a dislocation of two that come together, then it's history. Omar, Hosum the Shkolinagidze, Hochezekinagidze, the Omar of Yechanan, be Reve Schneids Dodi. Rabbi Yechanan is Chilik on Yogan Zach. And even in the case of dislocation, who require a dislocation of 12. And once you have a dislocation of 12, so you must have the Chol HaPochas two that are together. It's impossible to visualize a dislocation of 12 without the two that come together being included in there. Because you have only 11 on each side. So how do you have 12? So in other words, there must be that the one that comes together with one of the 11. So, Uberation, you're going to have to kind of have an idea, can I get there? So you're going to tell it, Hosom Buchne Beloyasis. They are going to be here and says that only if we have a dislocation of 12, even though it includes Zekinetitze too, but only there are 12 dislocated, so it was reference to a case where we have a pestle without a mortar. So in other words, that means where the vertebra is completely firm, not detached in any way. So then it can become a trepe only if we have the dislocation of 12. But Hoche, when Rav says that it's even Nivele, has reference to the case where the two ribs, Zekin Egezer, were dislocated together with a partial dislocation of the vertebra. Hochne Buchnevas. Now let's see the Rashi. Michal Rav Kanya Masi Tzalim Kamtom Kamach Achuli Kayem Nivoyimni. Di Tzalav Tzatz Kuliye Hoshmayinu Moda Omar Apiru Bichode Apiru Bichode Mitzvah Di Nivoy Karte Al Vadai Tzalav Lo Yuchel Yekabonne Di Omar Lo Yiyu Alo Gistre Kambi Dapu Nivir Nama Ade Bikmiyo Di Omar Lo Yiyu Yiyu Mitzvah Yikoshmi Bichode Mitzvah Rabbi ich da mal abne kohle mit gedan mit der Schmutzdorin, ich bin mit Kashish mit dem Schiss mit Neu, da Tiwe mit der Zabor, bei mir mit der Aye, die Efsche werden und soll sie für die Zeh, da auch Rache bei der Rubie und mit der, die Koschke in der Chodel und mit der Neue, die Bischre in die Korab ist auf der Zeh, da Zeh hat der Kohle zu gekommen, wie mit Bäume mit Zeh hat der Zeh zu den Kahn, der Chodel kann, wenn es so ist, der Kohle kann, aber hasch geht es rauf, Zeh hat der Chodel zu die Koma, wie nur auch noch ein Zeller, wo ich für die Gebäude, wie kommen alle Ruhe, alle Gistre, kann der Kaschle, hat er Gehre, ich kann der Hosen, auf kann der Wasse, ich kann der Wasse, ich kann der Zeller, ich kann der Zeller, ich kann der Zeller, wo ich für die Hoche, so ein Mann, die Kaschle, Heil Rav, dann wollte ich auf Kanne und Rabasse, raise the question in regard to the case where the two slowing second